I obey this Anthony Hines. For the last 40 plus years, I've been trying to help people with their job search, trying to help people with their career. You know, every week is not easy when you're a job seeker. You know, the weeks pass and the weeks go by, and all, you know, you get more anxious, you get more worried because you say, you know, it keeps going. When's it gonna end? When's it gonna end? Well, you know, that can really wear on you. That mindset can really wear on you regarding, you know, the premise of you don't know when it's going to end. You didn't ask for this. You didn't start, you know, like you didn't want any part of this. This wasn't a voluntary thing. This was something that somebody threw at you. Let me tell you how you deal with that. And that is you make your weeks very organized. What you want to do is you want to keep a calendar. And you want to try to fill that calendar with as many events, phone calls, networking opportunities, or other types of things, even volunteering opportunities. Keep that calendar and keep it straight and keep it filled as much as you can. And then you want to make notes for every day because that way, if you ever get called for an interview out of nowhere where somebody talks to you about things, and you know they want to know a little bit about you and what you're doing and you know what you're currently doing, you pull that calendar out and it's going to show all the things you've been doing. Say you've been volunteering in the community, say you met with the unemployment office the other day because you wanted to check on training capability. Like there are a lot of things that you do, but you're keeping your week organized, right? Organization is very key. Because, like, say for instance, when you apply to a job, you've got to keep a log of what jobs you apply to. But then you also want to keep a note section for every job you apply to, talking about why you're a good fit for that job. Because the fact of the matter is, what's key about that is if somebody were to call you out of the blue and someone were to, you know, interview you out of the blue for that job, for one of the jobs that you applied for. Guess what? You can, you know, you can get that, right? And you can see what you which why you're a good fit, and you can rattle it right off. Think about this. If you're organized, somebody calls you out of the blue. They're unorganized. They were supposed to call you for an interview. They were supposed to set it up. Nobody in their office set it up because they weren't organized in the office or the like. But guess what? You were organized. So how good does it look for you if you're organized all the time? And a great way to be organized is to reset every week. Okay? Yes, you keep your log, you keep your calendar, you keep everything, but you look and you set up for the week forward. Your mindset should be, what am I doing forward? Okay, what education am I signing up for? What classes am I signing up for? What events am I signing up for? Is that calendar right there? Am I gonna, you know, I'm not gonna miss stuff, right? Because sometimes when you sign up for stuff, if you don't do a calendar event to it, you miss it. You say, oh, I forgot about it. Like, I can't tell you how many people sign up for my LinkedIn audio event and then at the end of it go, oh, I forgot to go, or oh, I didn't realize it was tonight or something like that. That's baloney. That means they're not organized. So what my point is, every week, fill that calendar up, you know. Think about it. Fill it up. You're going to the unemployment office, you're setting a networking lunch, you're doing a volunteer opportunity, you're taking a class, you're applying between these hours. You know, what companies did you apply to last week? And you know, maybe a final list of what companies with the jobs, the job number and the job name next to it, and maybe a couple of notes of why you're good for that job and why you're going to be a good fit. Also, what about informational interviews? What about mock interviews? You know, have you talked with some people that you know that are in HR or recruiters that you could have mock interviews with, that you could do things like that with? Because the point I'm trying to make to you is when you have all that stuff organized, You can rattle that stuff off. You can make things easy, on yourself because you have those notes. They're basically interview notes that you build as you build your calendar, right? So my point is, you want to make sure that everything you do is organized, everything is documented. And then if you want a reset period, you want that reset period to be Monday. Every week you're resetting, every week you're redoing, every week you're refocusing, every week you're redocumenting everything that you've done, as well as the things that you're going to do that week, because it keeps you on track, everyone. It keeps you going. It keeps you moving. It keeps, everything just stays on track. But the fact is, it's very, very important to be organized, because when you are organized, you're never frazzled. You know what I mean? You're not frazzled because you've got everything in front of you. Everything is near you. You have notes here. You have notes, you have notes in one section, and you have information in another section. My point is, everything is in front of you. So the fact is, because everything is in front of you, there's nothing that you're afraid of. You're less anxious. And then when you get in the interviews, you're gonna fly. The reason you're gonna fly in the interviews is because you are organized. And Monday is the day to do that, because when you reset and you reorganize, it's sort of like when you bowl, right? Like when you go bowling in a bowling alley, you reset the pins, right? That's what you're kind of doing every week, but you're keeping track of what you already built. Remember what I told you. The process is a blank canvas when it starts. And then from there, when it goes, after it becomes a blank canvas, it becomes little things. When you update, you're adding colors, you're adding, pieces to the canvas, you're adding to the portrait, you're building the portrait. And every time you're in an interview, you're at the art gallery. That's what an interview is. It's a showing of the art gallery regarding your career, your experience, your work, what you've done in your job search. It's an experience. It's showing off what you've done, right? So the point is, you're always building that portrait. You're always building the canvas. You're always building it so that you are seeing yourself and watching yourself build. And when you watch yourself build, you're confident, because you've seen where you've come from and you see where you are today and you see where you're going. My point is, you want to always stay in touch with all of the things you've done, where you've been, what you've accomplished, where you're going. You want to know where you are in your process, because the fact of the matter is, it's going to help you to feel more confident about the entire process. Reset on Monday. Stay organized. Go, go, go. Again, become a patron on my podcast on Podbean and sign up for my LinkedIn audio events. You can check it out in the description, and sign up for my YouTube page and my LinkedIn group. It's the Fab Four. It's the Fab Four. Fantastic Four, right? Sign up for these things and make it happen and get success in your job search. Have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.